Joining the program now is Brian Lester. He is of the Navarre Press. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, Drew. How you doing?
Oh man, yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So a big week coming up in local sports. I mean, we have the high school football season is starting to wrap up. Well, the regular season at least, and there's a whole lot at stake, I'm sure, for a variety of different programs. We're going to have Pace in Washington, and also UWF traveling on the road to West Alabama for high school football. What is at stake this week for Navarre and some of the other local teams?
Well, obviously, every year at this time of year, most of the time, Navarre and Gulf Breeze play their annual Beach Bowl rivalry. The trophy is always on the line and bragging rights, but this year, for both teams, a playoff spot's on the line. Navarre and Gulf Breeze, they're 7A, 6A, respectively, but they both need a win to get into the postseason. Obviously, I know we got some other good teams in the area that are in that mix, Pine Forest and Washington and, teams like that in West Florida, so a lot of good high school football in this area. And so the last week is definitely not just a walkthrough week. You got to come to play because there's a lot on the line.
Yeah, and covering high school athletes, I think, it's a little bit different, obviously, than, your pro sector or even covering college athletes. When you go to cover games, the environment of high school football, I think, is something that is a little bit different than even college football or pro football. From doing your reporting and in your experience, what is the environment like, to be around the high school kids when they know a big game is on the line like this week, or just knowing that they're getting some sort of coverage?
At least in my experience, especially with, being around Navarre all the time, there's always a lot of excitement, in the build up to the week. You can see the intensity in practice, just the way the guys are trying to pump each other up and they're talking on the sidelines during a drill or what have you. And, especially before that game, you really see the focus of them warming up and knowing when it's a big game like this Friday night, you see that focus, you see that intensity, you see that just, how excited they are to be in that kind of game, because obviously those athletes, they play for those kind of games. That's what they enjoy most about the, being under the Friday night lights. And obviously there's pressure to it, you got the distractions to deal with in school and things like that. But, in my experience, I've always seen the athletes handle it well and kind of deal with that most of the time. And, they come out and just play football, and it's cool, especially once the game's underway, and just seeing how the sideline reacts to the ups and downs of how a game goes. And obviously it's easier talking to guys after a win, but even on a loss, most of the time they seem to handle it. They don't make excuses and kind of just tell you what the reason was they didn't win that game that night.
Yeah, I think it's so much fun, to cover these high school athletes, because they obviously aren't getting paid. They're playing for the love of the game and to continue growing as athletes. And I think it's fun to be around. It's a cool environment that is different from the pro and the college sports, but it's satisfying nonetheless. I know obviously with college basketball getting close, but high school basketball as well transitioning into the basketball season. What is your favorite thing to cover, favorite sport to cover, favorite moment of the season to cover? Is it high school football with the playoffs? Is it, is it the high school basketball season, or is it even the baseball and softball stuff? I guess, what is your favorite aspect of it, or is it all of it?
It really can be all of it depending on the time of the year. I mean, high school football down here is, I was in Ohio for a long time and grew up in Illinois, but high school football down here is just so much different, just the talent level and just, some of these rivalry games these teams have. And that high school football, especially this time of the year when it's late October, early November, it's always so much fun. And, especially if you get to cover a team that's going on to the postseason, that's even more enjoyable because, it's a one game situation in that time. But, high school basketball is a lot of fun too. Last year I got lucky enough to watch the Navarre girls make a run to the Elite Eight. When you see teams like that make an historic type of moment in their school history, you know, and they've never been there before and they finally get there, and you just see the sense of accomplishment that they have. And obviously baseball and softball down here, both great sports, even, you know, even track. I mean, got some great athletes in this area, mm-hmm. you know, and so it just depends on the time of the year, but especially when it gets close to the end of the year in the postseason, that's always, I think, the most fun as a, you know, as a journalist.
Yeah, and while it's crunch time, you know, for high school football, UWF have a really big game this weekend and are traveling to West Alabama, who, to give some people some context on this, they were dismantled by Valdosta State. They also lost to Delta State the next week. They did beat West Georgia. That is the team that, of course, UWF have lost to, their only loss of the season coming to them. So how big of a game is it this? Of course, they got Valdosta State next week, but for this week, how important of a game is this on the road in Livingston for the UWF Argos?
Man, I think, especially being on the road against, you know, another, I know West Alabama's in the top 25 team. You know, they're in the regional rankings. You know, I think it's a huge game for the Argos, you know, to go on the road and it's a chance to make a statement, I guess, because obviously they are the reigning national champions, but, you know, it's a new year. I think to go on the road and win that would be huge for the program, huge for the team, especially with their, because, you know, you win a game like that, it really sits well as far as how your regional ranking goes and where you might end up in the playoff seeding. And it also keeps them in the hunt for the Gulf South Conference Championship. You know, they lose this game, obviously they're out of the mix for the Gulf South. And then you wonder how they respond that next week against Valdosta. So I think it's a huge game. I mean, it's a game that's going to mean a ton because, you know, the Argos have never won the Gulf South Conference Championship, which is kind of funny, you know, because they've been in the national championship game twice, but, you know, so they want to win it. And, you know, it's obviously huge for the playoff rankings too, because, you know, the Gulf South Conference has four teams, I think, in that set of regional rankings. And, so, you know, you can't really afford to lose much ground if you want to stay in that mix. So definitely it'd be great to see the Argos go on the road and beat West Alabama, you know, but it's going to take obviously the best game because, you know, West Alabama is going to be definitely ready to play the Argos. So it should be interesting to see how this one plays out because you got to focus on that one because next week is Valdosta, but you really can't worry about that one at the moment because you got to win the one in front of you first.
Yeah, exactly. And that was, it seems like Valdosta obviously is circled on the calendar, but it almost seems like while that game is circled, you know, you can't get away from this week because in terms of a trap game, I guess, if you will, and it's not much of a trap game because, you know, obviously with West Alabama, they're eighth in the regional rankings and West Florida being fourth in Super Region 2, you know, you want to be able to focus and not slip up at all because, like you said, if you do, then there's going to be some consequences for the Argos.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a game, like you said, they can't slip up on because, I mean, if you do, you know, obviously coming back home next week, they would still be focused and excited about playing at home, especially against Valdosta. But, you know, if you lose this week, it does make it tough mentally, I think. It puts a little mental strain on you, you know, now because you know you're not playing for the Gulf South Conference Championship, but at the same time, I guess you'd still be fighting for a playoff spot. But, you know, getting this one would be great because it would really just set up next week against Valdosta, UWF, and, you know, playing for the conference championship. And, you know, the other thing too is, you know, I don't think UWF has ever beaten Valdosta in the regular season. So that would be, I guess, some extra motivation, but, the UWF is interesting because they played very well on the road in their program's history. You know, every playoff game has been on the road in the two times they've made it. So they do well on the road and, you know, it's just they're going to need one more great performance away from home to get it done this Saturday.
Yeah. And if they're able to get the job done against the Tigers, then yeah, it all points to back at Blue Wahoo Stadium, the Salute to Service game against obviously a very good opponent, Valdosta State, who at the moment in the regional rankings are sitting at the very top of the pedestal in first place. Brian, is there anything coming up that you're writing about that you want people to know about and try to get a copy of or pay attention to?
You know, this week it's a lot of it's about the Beach Bowl and just, you know, the Navarre Raiders' chances of going to the playoffs, but also starting to do some previews on the winter sports teams with soccer, especially girls soccer in Navarre, is always big. And the basketball team, like I mentioned, the girls, they're coming up on trying to make another run at the district title and another run to the Elite Eight and possibly beyond. So it's a busy time of the year and just a lot going on.
All right. Well, again, Brian, appreciate having you on, and look forward to talking to you next week and recapping the craziness that I'm sure is going to happen over the weekend. Again, Brian Lester of the Navarre Press, thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for having me on.